Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
7 o'clock hour on a Friday. We have the cookie jar at 7:35 today. And we don't want to give people a teaser for Dear John, but something to look forward to in the cookie jar. We got a Tiger question.
Okay.
Got a couple Father's Day questions. A classic Michigan summertime question, that and more. John, we mentioned the Lions are expected to have a top five offense in the NFL this season. That's NFL.com forecasting them exactly at number five. Now, I would put them outside the top five. Sounds like you would keep them in there.
I would. And it's because of, I know Jared Goff has his warts. There's no question about it. And we were left with an awful taste in our mouth at the end of the season when he performed the way he did against Washington. I'm not going to let that overshadow what he had done for 2 years, game in, game out, in large part. Now, there were, again, you play Houston and you have turnovers, but your defense steps up and you get a win. It does gloss over some of those warts, and that's why it's a team game.
Well, I think a couple things, John. Last year, they scored the most points in the NFL, and they really did run up the score against some teams that were downtrodden. Like, the Lions didn't let up, and I'm not blaming them for it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to be in a position this year to roll up 21-point victories or 17-point victories stacking up in this schedule.
Not at the beginning of the schedule. The end of the schedule, they might have a couple of games.
Maybe by the end of the year, they're looking more like a top five offense. But as I sit here today in June with the concerns up front of the offensive line and that making Jared more vulnerable, I'd have them in the top 10, but not in the top five. I would put the Eagles in the top five.
That seems logical to me.
And I think you can do it. Everybody else in the top five was top five a year ago, and they didn't lose a critical Pro Bowl, All-Pro player up front on the offensive line. You had another note, though, in seeing these teams that could be top 10 offenses.
So it's great that the Lions, whether they're top 5 or top 10, you think they're still going to be an explosive offense.
It's a very good football team, yes.
The other way to look at this is, of these 10 teams, obviously you take out Detroit because they're in it, so now you have 9 other teams. How many of those teams are you playing this year with those top 10 projected offenses? And the answer is, ding, 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 you play 7 of them. And since you play Green Bay twice, you have 8 games against what is projected to be some of the best offenses in the NFL.
So they don't play Buffalo.
Right, number one projected offense.
But then they're basically playing everybody else, right?
I mean,
they're playing
Buffalo and Denver.
Yeah, but they don't play Buffalo and Denver, but Cincy, Baltimore,
and the issue,
Kansas City, Philly, Washington, Green Bay, twice, all these guys.
And of those, how many are they on the road?
All but Green Bay?
Green Bay once.
Yes.
Green Bay once on the road. And so, yes, it's that's where the challenge is in this schedule. And when something like this comes out, again, there's always two ways to look at it. Hey, it's great that you have such an explosive offense. Last year, wasn't it a lot of fun to watch the highest scoring offense in the NFL, and we watched Jahmyr Gibbs rip off long runs, and we watched J-Mo with 80-yard pass plays, and Amon-Ra St. Brown with big-time, you know, first down catches, all of these different aspects, that's still going to be there. The question is going to be, will they be able to slow down some of these other top offenses when they see them and when they see them in their home stadiums?
Well, that's why we've brought up, look, you're not going to be able to add a Frank Ragnow at this point of the offseason. I mean, they don't grow on trees. There's one of one from a grit, intelligence, identification, execution. Yeah. You're not replacing Frank. So if you're not going to score on as many possessions because your offense is taking a step back, you're going to need a stop or two. Za'Darius, we're looking at you, or you know, something to upgrade the defense to get one more stop, because you might need one more stop with these offenses that you're going to face this season.
Or at 8 o'clock, I'll give you another option that no one has mentioned to this point.
People, John sent this over in his prep, and I went, light bulb on. This is smart. Nobody's brought this up. Full credit to you. 8 o'clock, somebody we should be talking about for the Detroit Lions. Some ticket texters. Lions will still be top five. The Bengals should be higher and Tampa should be lower.
I was a little bit surprised at Tampa being the number two offense, but then you go look at what they did last year and everybody thinks, well, Baker Mayfield, you know, he's a gamer, right? He's a scrappy quarterback. But then you look at, you know, what they did last year in terms of points scored per game. They were number four.
And they added Emeka Egbuka. They're going to have a healthy Chris Godwin, who was injured for a stretch last season. Bucky Irving breakout now year two, ready for a better workload.
A healthy Mike Evans going into the season. Now he did miss, you know, what, 5 weeks last year?
Yeah, but I'm putting him in for 1,000 yards.
That's what he does.
Put it in ink. And the other thing is, you brought up their offensive line. They've got a Tristan Wirfs, kind of like we have Penei Sewell. Graham Barton in year two is a center.
Yep.
You know, they drafted him. He played last year. He's in a much better position than the Lions, who would be starting potentially a rookie center or a rookie guard.
Yep.
I fully expect the Lions to be a top five offense next season, from an unnamed texter. Yes, losing Ragnow hurts, but let's not forget about the embarrassment of riches we have at the skill positions and J-Mo set to take his game to the next level. That's how we stay in the mix.
And I know the loss of Frank Ragnow is huge. There are going to be guys that play those positions that have talent, unproven, and we have no idea how they're going to translate, some of them from college to the NFL, or if Christian Mahogany will be able to stay healthy. All of these things. But when you have, as the last texter put it, an embarrassment of riches, now it is on John Morton and Dan Campbell to keep a defense on their heels.
Mm-hmm.
Try and keep them guessing as, well, are they, you know, do we pass rush on this one? Are we trying to run stop on this one? Is the ball going inside, outside, deep? Like all of those different things, not only those aspects of the offense that can help that offensive line, it is how are they going to protect that offensive line? I've said this since Frank retired. There are ways to protect the interior of that offensive line. It is easier to do, and I like to take my shots at guards and centers, but it is easier to do when it's not a tackle. They have two very good tackles. They have the best tackle in the NFL, and they've got a very experienced tackle in Taylor Decker.
You can help because you got, in the case of young guards, players on either side.
You got sideboards.
And you can always have a back step up and take someone out at the legs.
Yeah, you can have a tight end come in motion and park his butt right behind one of the guards.
And if all else fails, screen.
Yeah. There's a lot of different ways to do it. Now, it is up to the coordinators and the coaching staff to put together a game plan that is able to still move the ball, score points, but develop trust with that interior offensive line.
How about the text that goes the other way? Sees the Lions taking the step back outside the top five. Unfortunately for us, I think Goff is a Ben Johnson merchant, and the offense will slip towards middle of the pack this season.
Yeah, if you think the offense left with him, sure. I understand sky is now falling.
He says facetiously.
Yes.
You have said this before Ben Johnson left. This is Dan Campbell's offense. And I said, look, you got the X's and O's. leaving the building, if you believe that.
And you still got a lot of those Jimmys and Joes.
But you still have the Jimmys and the Joes. What changed for me is losing one of the biggest, toughest, orneriest Jimmys up front, and now I have him just outside the top five.
You think, oh, you're just trying to steal your name for him? You think he's a Jimmy, not a Joe?
He's not a John.
He's not a John.
He's a Frank.
Jimmys and Johns. Can we change that saying now?
Sure.
Just from 6 to 10, we'll just say the Jimmys and Johns.
It's really about having the Jimmys and the Johns out there. It makes all the difference in the world. All right, Cookie Jar at 735. I want to know why more people aren't watching hockey. Can we spend a couple minutes on that next? We'll do it. 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities and even stronger relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer you a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy-to-use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go, and their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. And here's how they build that partnership. They're going to take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. And here's a fact. They've done exactly that for me and my family over the years, so that's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. Visit them at firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Another overtime game in the Stanley Cup last night. That's 3 of the 4 games have gone to overtime, including one that went to double OT. The tension, the comeback last night for the Oilers, down 3 goals. They score 4 unanswered. Florida scores a frenzy goal at the end of regulation. These have been great games. I don't know if anybody's watching them, but they've been great games. And I don't want to do the thing that hockey guy falls into, which is, why won't you love my sport? And they whine about it. I'm genuinely just curious. you got other stuff going on at night. It's just not a priority. You never really got into the game. Or we don't have a team. It's as simple as if our team's not in it, we don't care. Because the games have been phenomenal.
They have been unbelievable. There's only been one. It was game three where you're like, maybe this is them running away with it. Now, and last night I text you.
Yeah.
I must have been the jinx for the Panthers. I'm like 3-0 in the first period. It felt like Florida was just going to run away with it again. And then they come out and boom, boom, Edmonton responds. Then you get to the end of regulation and our old pal, Wallman.
Karst Jake Wallman.
Hits what you
rocket
looked like was going to be a possible game winner. They go up 4-3 and then an empty netter at the end of the game. Florida did not have anybody in their net, and they've got an extra, offensive player. They've put one in with, 19 seconds left?
19 point something, yeah.
Something, yeah. To go to overtime. It's been unbelievable. Tied 2-2, going back to Edmonton.
Edmonton's got home ice, chance for McDavid. And by the way, Draisaitl has held up his end of the bargain and some.
Four game winners.
It's unbelievable. I mean, there's a case he should win the Conn Smythe. I know McDavid won it a year ago, and McDavid's the best player on their team. Draisaitl's got all the big moments, all the finishing.
Maybe they could have two guys win it.
Shared Conn Smythe.
Yes. Won it last year in a loss.
Yeah, and then
could win it again this year in a loss.
If they
lose, because I don't think there's any question. He's had the best final.
You're right. He has. I mean, if it's Florida, it's probably Sam Bennett, or if Bobrovsky stands on his head in one of these clinching games. He had some big saves.
Same one with his toe yesterday. Jeez.
I know they gave up 5 goals counting overtime. He played very well for them. Mm-hmm. John, you're right. This series was teetering on over. When you get blown out in game 3 and you go down 3-0 on the road in game 4, Edmonton, it says a lot about them that they rallied, came back, won that game, and this has been great theater. So why aren't you watching? Texter says, I didn't even know the Stanley Cup was on, let alone who was in it. The NHL does a terrible job of advertising and marketing.
Agree.
I don't disagree with that. Says, as simple as this, hockey is for the true sickos. Most Americans don't care about the NHL. It's boring, and people have better things to do.
So, through 82 in the regular season, you could make an argument that some of it could be boring. But I think when you get to the Stanley Cup final, boring is not what I would classify this as. And maybe if you haven't watched the first 4, it's tied 2-2. At a minimum, you're going to have 2 more opportunities. They could be epic games.
The storylines were set. I tell you, it's a rematch of a series that went 7 the year before. You have the game's best player, arguably the most talented competitor in all of sports right now, going up against this physical, ferocious, reigning champion, and it's set to go 7 again this year. And you would think, I'm telling you, to watch curling tonight.
Yeah.
Or, hey, check out tennis. This is one of the 4 majors. Ticket Texter says maybe we need to drop the idea that we have 4 majors.
Well, so baseball does not do a great job of selling its stars nationwide. It has largely become a regional sport. Hockey certainly has. And to complicate matters, and I know, you've got the Blue Jays up north of the border, but the best player in Connor McDavid is in Edmonton. We don't hear a lot about him unless you are following hockey all season long. It has become very regional, and it's not even in this country. The best player.
Hockey is a niche sport. Unless you play it, it's hard to actually know what's going on. People don't have a connection to it. Yeah, but we're in Detroit. We're in an original 6 city that we've referred to as Hockey Town. People here know the game.
Yeah.
Texter says it's too late of a start time. It starts the same time as the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
8:30 most nights.
I think part of it is, and I understand why both hockey and the NBA do this, but to have always a couple of games or a couple of days in between games, there's just doesn't feel like there's a rhythm to when the games are actually on.
2 teams that don't interest me, but I did end up watching last night, was not disappointed. Hockey's a winter sport, should not extend into the summer. People are outside. Baseball's going, golf's going, etc. Series has been incredible. Game 3 was an out-of-characteristic game for Edmonton. They fell into Florida's trap, but now they're back. It's going 7, pure theater. Dave in Detroit.
God, I hope it goes 7.
Stanley Cup is must-watch. Shows the Wings are far away. That's Norton Pinckney. I'm a hockey hater, but I've been watching the games because I like sports, and they've been incredible games. Mitch on his way to Ann Arbor. Let's get Dan and Windsor's take. Now, this is cheating a little bit. You're in Canada. We know you like hockey.
True. I grew up in Buffalo, New York, and which is still pretty damn close. But I just think hockey is baseball. Go Tigers, number one. But, like, baseball is a long, drawn-out season, and those games can drag on. Hockey is, like, there's fighting. I mean, the sport you can fight in. I mean, I'd like to see that in baseball. I'd watch some more games.
It should one be a good
one.
Draw.
Maybe less, yeah. Maybe less beanballs because, you see, Otani coming out and trying, no pitcher's going to throw at him. You know what I mean? The guy's a giant.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it could fight. Anyway. I mean, I'd like to see more Nolan Ryan, Robin Ventura, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. That was classic.
Dan, appreciate the phone call. And with this ticket text, the NHL's new slogan, Taylor Swift is watching. Why aren't you? John in Lake Orion. She was at the game last
Travis
night.
And Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
TT. At the game.
Maybe that'll work.
Who knows?
Let's get to Heather with the news.
No ring, by the way.
Oh.
Oh, you were looking.
There's a woman who was shot by a Detroit police officer Thursday afternoon after she allegedly opened fire on a repo driver. Yeah, so Detroit Police Chief Todd Bettison said the officers were on routine patrol when this woman opened fire on the repo driver, and they were told that she was in the process of having her vehicle repossessed, so she was not happy, right? Apparently, she said something to the effect of, "You're stealing my car," and then fired multiple shots at this guy and his truck. Well, in response to that, police then returned fire on the woman, striking her multiple times. Bettison did say she suffered non-life-threatening injuries, was struck in the arm and the leg. She's going to survive. As for the repo driver, he's also going to survive. He says, just a little shaken up, but doing okay. Oh, an elderly woman in Oakland County was swindled out of $8,000 in a scheme where the scammer actually showed up at her house to collect the money. And this all schemes, all scams, especially taking advantage of older people are awful. But when you play at their heartstrings, which is typically what they do, it's even worse. So this woman, a 78-year-old woman in Troy, reported the incident to police on Tuesday. And she said that she received a phone call, and on the caller ID, it showed that it was her son. So, right, she's going to pick up the phone. When she answered it, it wasn't her son speaking. It was somebody else who said they were with her son and that her son had just been in a car accident and was in jail. And they said, hey, here's a number. You should contact a lawyer, but you're also going to need to pay about almost $9,000 in bond money. So then also, there's multiple phone calls said, hey, we'll send someone to the house to pick it up so we can get your son out of jail, right? Like, of course, your son could be injured, who knows what's going on. So someone showed up at her door. She gave them an envelope with the cash, left. Well, after that exchange, she received another phone call. This time, the caller told her that she needed to give them an additional $9,000 for her son to be released from jail. And that's finally when she was like, wait, I just gave you basically $9,000. Something's up. So she contacted the Troy Police Department. I don't know if these people were caught, if she is going to get her money back.
It's tough for them to give them cash.
Man,
they can just disappear.
But I get it. Like, it showed your son's ID, his number on your phone. You're saying that he needs your help, right? And so, as a mom, as a parent, you want to help your child.
So true story. When I was doing radio on the other side of the state, my co-host got a phone call from his family, frantic, because his grandparents had received a message that he was in a car accident and his jaw was wired shut so he couldn't talk. But they needed money. So now I'm like, hey, go sort this out. We'll do the show without you. You got to get your parents and your family in line so you don't fall for one of these scams. It happens to people.
It does. And I can understand when you're a little bit older and you're all you don't
it preys on
understand
your
want to help. The schemes and scams as much, and you want to help your family. Oh, yeah. So sad. Yeah.
Confirm those criminals have no morals.
Nope. A hometown hero known affectionately as Power Man came to the rescue of an elderly woman who was involved in a car crash in Dearborn on Wednesday night. So this elderly woman and her driver hit a yellow parking pole. This was at a Kroger parking lot, and the vehicle flipped, rolled over, and bystanders were watching concerned, right? But Power Man
to the rescue.
Jumped into the rescue. Yeah, he jumped into action. He went on top of the overturned car. He held up one door with one arm. He freed the 79-year-old woman who was kind of like stuck at the bottom of the vehicle with the other arm. And just doing good all over the community. He's got a presence on social media. He's been nicknamed Power Man since he was a child. And he just likes sending positivity throughout his community of Dearborn. And we do have some sound of him talking about his rescue, his brave rescue. And he did. He helped her out, and both the woman and her and the driver are unharmed. So.
I wish people could see. I wish we had one more angle on Twitch as he was describing it. Heather was.
I was being Power Man.
Yes,
holding the door, reaching in,
getting grandma,
taking her out. Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes.
No, they don't.
Although he really could turn this into a costume. I mean, he is a superhero. Power Man. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. He might have a theme song. I mean, I know he has a presence on TikTok, so maybe.
Power Man.
No, it can't be the same as Batman. Yeah. He's got to have his own.
Okay, we'll work
on it. Good
effort,
though. Yes, we'll workshop that along with the
bullpen nicknames. It's Heather with the news. All right,
Boldy.
John, I know I affectionately refer to you as a lughead or a meathead sometimes.
Yes.
You had a brilliant topic that we'll do at 8 o'clock. It's a spin on a story that nobody has come up with yet. I think it's legitimately interesting, and it involves the Detroit Lions. I hope I haven't oversold this. We'll get to that. We've got Cookie Jar next. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys. It's Heather. If you've been thinking about getting a hot tub, this is your moment. You've got to go check out Beninati Pool and Spa. I'm telling you, their experts are going to walk you through all of the options because they have a lot, and they're going to hook you up with a perfect tub. For me, all they had to say was self-cleaning, and I said, that's the tub I want, and they made the entire experience a breeze. They helped find the right tub, they delivered it, they installed it, and they've been there to help with maintenance as well. And for me, having this hot tub has been a total game changer. Using it after workouts for recovery, using it to relax as a family in the evenings with my husband and kids. So if you're interested, go check out Beninati Pool and Spa. It's in Utica. It's right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met by Beninati experts who are going to personalize your experience and help you find the right hot tub. And if you mention my name, they're going to take $500 off your purchase just like that. Visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by the Utica or Clinton Township location and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got some Father's Day questions in the cookie jar, a classic Michigan summer topic, a little Tiger baseball and more. It's the cookie jar brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Guys, if you find yourself in a cycle of holding or someone holding the door open for you multiple times in a row, you ever been there?
Yeah, like somebody, there's a family that goes through and somebody's stuck holding the door and then you go through, other people go through.
How many times do you have to say thank you before it's enough?
Well, you say it once, but I think everybody that goes through says thank you.
Oh, no, I'm thinking different situations.
Yeah, you guys
I'm
have two different
like,
scenarios
like
going on.
You guys are walking into a building that's got double doors, and then there's a third door when you go in, and they continue to hold the door for you
each door.
Time.
Oh, multiple doors.
So you say thank you the first time. You may go, hey, acknowledge the second. How many times do you have to say thank you?
So normally the way it goes is, okay, if somebody's holding the door for you, you're the first one through. You're to that next door first, so then you hold that door open. They go through.
I'm doing a terrible job explaining this. If you're behind me, I'm just going to kind of hold the door open as we both walk. It's not a full after you. It's a, hey, I'm just going to help you out as I continue.
Oh, you're already through.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I still beat you to the next door. I would just say every time.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't say it every time because I think at that point there'd be a... You do like the head nod.
It's
like
a one and a nod.
Yeah, you kind of realize, okay, you both are like, okay, we get this. And you do the little head nod and head nod. But you definitely have to say it at least once. Maybe say it the next time too. And then
you're
realize,
done.
Okay. And you both do that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would max it at two. And if you're going beyond two doors, I don't know what the heck building you're in.
Right. Yeah. You're going through like a federal building with high security. Like I don't know that I've seen the three door event, but. Could be.
All right. The next question is, better lineup of drinks, Coke or Pepsi?
So this one to me is Coke. And I think it's Coke because, first of all, I like Coke or Diet Coke. I don't drink them. It's been a long time. But I think the top end is what makes this so much stronger. And then you've got Sprite.
They did the Coke?
Yeah. And you got all the Sprite ones. You get to their, you know, their water is Dasani. Like, water's water, but it just seems...
Water is not water.
Oh, okay. All right.
Heather?
Well that's Powerade. Actually how I'm picking my...
By the water?
Yes, because I think both lineups are fine. Fanta is fine. What's Pepsi's Orange Pop?
Crush.
Great. But to me, they're on the same level. I like Coke better than Pepsi. But when I was looking at their water selection...
Sprite way outdoes 7-Up, though.
That is true.
Yeah.
I do like Sprite better than 7-Up. But
Starry. I think that's the other thing Pepsi has now. Their rebrand is here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And I like Gatorade, so that's tough. But no. So Pepsi has Aquafina. And I know there's people who love Aquafina. But to me, Aquafina is the worst water. I'd rather have Dasani, even though that's not... Yes. And I also saw that Smart Water's on Coke, so I'm going to... It comes down to their water selection. Okay. Aquafina, I cannot stand. Also, Ice Mountain, that's not part of it, but those are my least two favorite
Aquafina
waters.
Aquafina, to me, is neutral, fine. Mm-mm-mm. No big opinions. Dasani, you'll find people who don't like the taste.
It's I like really? Dasani better than Aquafina.
Water's water.
I went with Coke... And it's because of I like Powerade more than Gatorade,
you
which
do?
I know sure. is unique, but I prefer Powerade.
We here have two football teams. I have no idea who's on either team, but I know the quarterback. Uh-huh. I'm going to go with the star quarterback. I will take Coke.
Yep.
Okay. Where does Up North start?
This we did this one a while ago with Tony. It starts at Up North Jesus. You're heading up 75. Oh, yeah. It starts with up north Jesus.
You guys, I don't live that far from up north Jesus. Yeah,
well, you're close to up north. That's to me, signals I'm going up north. And maybe, okay, your address. If you're going north of up north Jesus, you're up north.
John says, take me to God's country.
Yeah, Holly. Is Holly?
Yeah, yes. And I don't live far from Holly. I'm basically right there.
Heather and Holly.
To be honest, if I'm going anywhere north on 75, I'm going up north. Yes. So I kind of agree with you. But yeah.
Like
to
Flint is north on 75. That's not up north.
No, it's not. No. I know.
Saginaw Flint. Bay City, that's not up north.
No, okay,
Saginaw,
how about past the Zilwaukee Bridge? Yeah. Once you go over the Zilwaukee Bridge, you are now officially up north.
So I've heard people say it, and I don't hate it, but Mount Pleasant is north of the Zilwaukee Bridge, and I don't consider that I went to college up north. So to me, it's Cadillac.
On the other side of the state.
Cadillac to me is the start of up north.
Yeah, Mount Pleasant's on the other side of the state.
I argue it's
in the middle of the state.
I argue it's in the central part of the state.
Thank you.
It's in central Michigan.
Yeah, so if you go with Cadillac, you're basically saying north of the Saginaw Bay if you want to stay on the east side of the state.
Yeah, I think, Jim, you took the other one. I mean, Heather said Zilwaukee Bridge. That's very common. Yeah, southernmost point of the Saginaw Bay and up, typically up north.
That's good.
Next question.
Line of demarcation.
Father's Day this weekend. Who's the best TV dad? Oh.
So I'm going to go with an actor because I love both of his characters as dad, and that would be Tim Taylor.
I knew you were going to say that.
The Tool Man Taylor and Mike Baxter. When we watch...
whatever it was. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Knew it.
When we watch either of those shows, the kids always make a comment, Dad, that's so you. And I can relate to him. It makes me laugh every time. It doesn't matter how many times I've seen it. I just love watching them. So yeah, I'm going to go with Tim Allen.
It is funny when you think of this. I always go back to those old shows.
Sure.
And I instantly thought of Danny Tanner, right? Because Full House was my favorite show growing up. So I think of those older ones. But a more recent one, Jack Pearson from This Is Us could be a good dad, or was a good dad for a moment.
Was that Coach?
No.
I'm trying to think of who was in This Is Us.
Mandy Moore. I don't know what his name is, the actor I'm talking about, but or Uncle Phil.
That's who I was going to say.
I mean, I could rattle off a bunch of people, I guess.
And I thought someone would say Uncle Phil, but because someone didn't, I'll gladly plant the flag on Uncle Phil. I had a funnier one, too. Frank Costanza, underrated, zany TV dad. Greg, who is it for you?
I get my moral compass from a cartoon dog. Bandit Healer from Bluey.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I've never watched Bluey.
Yeah.
Wait,
I've avoided that one, yes.
I just recently have seen it and learned that Bluey is a girl, right?
Yes.
And I always thought Bluey was a boy, so I'm learning.
You and your gender stereotypes.
Yeah, it's not Pinky. I'm with you.
I had no idea. I thought Bluey was a boy.
Yeah.
For Father's Day, say something you admire about your dad.
Gosh, the list is long, so I guess I would have to say everyone that meets my dad likes my dad. His kindness, his ability to have conversation with anyone, it's just, he relates to everyone. He was a teacher for 33 years, and his gift of gab is certainly there. So I would say just the way that he treats everyone with respect and kindness.
That's nice. I think for my dad, I would say his work ethic, like how hardworking he is, how resilient he's been, because his life could have been very different had he not had the drive that he has, and he's very successful and was able to turn what he was given into something much more. So I think I would say that.
My dad was very sort of laid back, but still supportive. Would be supportive of me, say, going out and trying out for football, things like that, but would not, like, direct me to do something, right? It's like, it's up to you, but I support you, what you're doing.
For my dad, I would say I get my sarcasm and snark from him, so if you want to blame someone, it's him. Mm-hmm. But to compliment him, his work ethic. He was an auto mechanic, Honda mechanic, and then spun that into his own business that he ran doing high performance engines. So while I don't do the same stuff, I admire how he pursued his passion and turned it into a successful business and was able to do that for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Last question. It'll be a little timely here. Heather had it in her news yesterday, all the Lions jerseys that are popular. If you were to buy a Tigers jersey, we don't talk about them having the star power. If you had to buy a Tigers jersey, who would you buy?
I'd go number 13, Dylan Dingler.
Guy.
Yeah. It's so much fun to watch him play.
I also would go with Dingler just because of the name.
See, this is why you have corrupted me. You just think it's a funny name? Yeah.
No, I always think of Dirk Diggler from Boogie Nights.
And what was he famous for?
Yeah. And now every time I hear Dingler, I think of that. So
you're always thinking of Dirk Diggler.
Apparently so.
Greg?
I'm going to go with Riley Green. He was really, to me, like the first bright sign of a young position player we have drafted.
Yeah.
Young, out of high school, really anticipated when he came up to the major leagues. We had the whispers of him coming up, going to be sooner than later. And he's still a young guy, 24 years old. He's not an impending free agent. A lot of team control. I would go Riley Green.
Yeah, but he runs like he's got a piano in his pants. And not in the way that Heather was talking about.
Yeah.
But he runs awkwardly.
What? I've never heard that phrase before.
It's like it's just this very
awkward.
Or a
piano on his back.
Yeah.
Maybe
but that doesn't get the alliteration of piano in your pants.
No, it's like, you know, he runs like he's got a load in his pants.
Well,
like,
you don't want to say that. Like a
that makes dirty more diaper. Sense.
Yeah, he did a number two and he's, yeah.
I considered Torkelson. Great story for Tork. But really, the face of the Tigers...
Fire up chips!
It's the gritty Zach McKinstry in the Central Michigan connection.
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah. You guys let us know. Look, if Scooble had an extension, I think it's the runaway answer. It's the Cookie Jar, brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case could take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call, your only call, should be to Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal, or even the Michigan Department of Treasury. So whether it's personal income tax or business payroll taxes, you're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not a tax organization with a random individual you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today, or you can call them at 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
Your favorite Tiger, Dylan Dingler.
Love it when he's at the plate because he's a guy that has good at bats. And then, you know, he's not a huge power guy. They got 6 or 7 on the season. And he's just so fun to watch. And I like him behind the dish, too.
Some ticket text from the Cookie Jar. If you had to buy a Tiger jersey, you wanted to go out and buy a Tiger jersey, this team's best team in baseball, whose jersey would you buy? Ticket Texture says, for me, it's Kerry Bonds. Homer off Class A, won me over, went out and got a Carpenter jersey right after.
Mm-hmm.
My jersey would be Javier.
Fear Javier.
Well, what a turnaround this has been. He says, after the injuries, the turmoil, the torment, he's turned his career around. It's amazing. I would absolutely wear it as a tribute to him. Signed, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got on jerseys? We'll keep taking those 248-539-9797. On the other stuff.
I'm surprised nobody said the most obvious.
Who?
Scooble?
Scooble.
Well, you don't know how long he's going to be here, right? Is that part of buying a jersey?
Yes, but even if he's not here, he's a Cy Young winner.
Right.
He's dominant. Like, I think you would still want to celebrate, even if he leaves, his time as a Tiger.
You didn't say him, dude.
No, I didn't. But I'm just surprised that I'm not saying nobody here, but have there been any texts that say Scooble?
I'm sorry, the dude was a little sharp. I'm sorry, John.
Yes. Bro.
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 Yeah. Buddy.
Yep. Bra. Awesome. It's a bro. Bro to me is okay. It's when somebody says bra.
Big fella.
Yeah. Hoss. I'm okay with big fella. Hoss is good too. Yeah.
But I think part of it when you buy a jersey is you want to know the guy's gonna be here for a while. You like to have some longevity to it, all things considered. Not a factor at all to you?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I mean, it's... no, not
okay.
Really.
Okay. You guys are talking up north. You should come to Frankenmuth this weekend. See Bronner's taking the Great Bavarian Festival.
You should. Is that this weekend?
That's what they said.
Yeah,
you,
I mean,
you said anything north of 75 is up north. So
you should go up north and go to Bronner's.
Should go up north,
north
to
on Bronner's. 75, not north of 75.
No, north on 75. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
What else we got here? Claire has a sign that reads "Gateway to the North." It's from Dale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Claire.
If you're going up the middle of the state,
when you hit that windmill farm, that's mm-hmm. up north.
Up north starts at West Branch, exit 212 off 75. My wife would agree with John. She believes it starts with, quote, up north Jesus.
Up north Jesus.
Agree with Heather. Up north is past Zilwaukee, the Zilwaukee Pack. What happens north never comes back. Sean and Algonac. I agree with Heather. Big Z Bridge starts up north. Up north starts after the city aptly named Midland.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Is Bronner's up north? Jimothy, Scott, and Carlton. Up north begins at Standish, split of US 23 and I-75.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On the better beverages, Coke products have a better lineup. Cherry Coke is far superior to Wild Cherry Pepsi.
I can't even tell you the last time I had a Cherry Coke. But it had to be at camp in middle school.
When you guys were mentioning Pops, nobody mentioned Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew, it's probably been since well before college since I've had a Mountain Dew or a Mellow Yellow.
It says Mountain Dew is their number one state. It's actually Pepsi's number one state.
I bet it's supposed to say cellar.
Cellar.
Yeah.
Also because we're a sweet state. Thanks, Sean, in White Lake. And someone said they'd have to be stranded 3 days in the desert before they'd crack open a Dasani.
I don't get that.
I know people hate it. I like it better than Aquafina. That's all.
Honestly, the determining factor, if I go into a gas station and I'm looking for a snack and something to drink, if they got there's two for $1.50. That's what I'm getting. I don't care what the name is on it. I don't like the flavored waters.
It's not the name. It's the way the water tastes.
Oh, no, I know. I get it. You're not buying it because you don't like the name Dasani.
Right.
Yeah, or whatever it is, Deja Blue. but it's if either of those are on sale, that's what I'm getting because they're all the same to me.
She goes to the water aisle to search for baby names.
Ooh.
Uh-huh, yes.
Dasani. Deja.
Yeah. Deja.
Aquafina.
Of yes. all of the water, uh-huh. Deja's not bad.
Sure. Deja vu.
Smart.
I didn't say the whole thing.
Smart to Corsi.
Deja vu. That's a stage name.
I didn't say deja vu. I just said Deja.
I know. Well, it's Deja Blue that I put in there because it's...
Yes, blue. John, because it's a strip club. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, I don't know that I wasn't sure Heather was aware of that.
I'm aware.
Okay. You went to MSU. You know about the Lansing scene.
The VU?
I know it.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
I know,
all I was saying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to start the 8 ballet. O'clock hour. We're going to start the 8 o'clock hour with something I thought was really smart, John. You took something in the news, and no one has
Way
brought
to recover
this up.
For me.
Try to build you up in the 8
yeah.
o'clock hour. Because
yeah.
you took something in the news, and no one's connected these dots, but it involves the Detroit Lions, and it makes a lot of sense. So we'll get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 97.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.